all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. The Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8. If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 10. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Paul thanked God and took courage, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Psalm 141, verse 2. Thou shalt make an altar to burn incense upon, and thou shalt put it before the veil that is by the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with thee. And Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning. And when Aaron lighteth the lamps at even, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual